Disciples went on to the villages around Caesarea Philippi. On the way, he asked them, "Who do you people say I am?"
耶稣和门徒出去，往该撒利亚菲利比的村落去，在路上问门徒说：“人说我是谁呢？”
They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, one of the prophets."
他们说，有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是先知里的一位。
But what about you? He asked. Who do you say I am? Peter answered, "You are the Christ."
29节又问他们说：“你们说我是谁？”彼得回答说：“你是基督。”
Jesus warned them not to tell anyone about him.
耶稣就警戒他们不要告诉人。
He then began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and after 3 days rise again.
从此他教训他们说，人子必须受许多的苦，被长老、祭司长和文士弃绝，并且被杀，过三天复活。
He spoke plainly about this, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him.
耶稣明明地说这话，彼得就拉着他，劝他。
But when Jesus turned and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter. "Get behind me, Satan," he said. "You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of man."
耶稣转过来看着门徒说，就责备彼得说：“撒旦，退我后边去吧。” 因为你不体贴上帝的意思，只体贴人的意思。
Then he called a crowd to him along with his disciples and said, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me."
于是叫众人和门徒来对他们说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟我。
For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me and for the gospel will save it.
因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧生命；凡为我和福音丧掉生命的，必救了生命。
What good is it for a man to gain the whole world, yet forfeit his soul?
人就是赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？
Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul?
人还能拿什么来换生命呢？
If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels.
凡在这淫乱罪恶的世代，把我和我的道当作可耻的，人子在他父的荣耀里。 从圣天使降临的时候，也要把那人当作可耻的。
We know, men, there are spirit, soul, and body. And spirit, we will focus for this series is include mind, heart, and will.
我们知道人是由灵魂体三个组合的。我们今天要强调的就是这个灵跟魂。
And we know if men, as we were, the order for a man is world. This world is a leader, and the body follow, and then soul and spirit. And this type of person we call flesh.
当我们讲一个属血气的人，他的这个次序就是先是体，然后是魂，然后是灵，这就是我人的肉体来。
After we receive Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit came into our life. Then this order will be totally changed. The Holy Spirit will be the leader, and our spirit follow, and soul and body.
So, when we believe the Holy Spirit came, the Spirit as the Holy Spirit as the order is soul, body,
and spirit. And some magic work from God is the Holy Spirit using the Holy Bible or the Holy Words in our spirit, and then produce a new person in our soul.
所以一个很奇妙的事就是圣灵利用我们这个圣经里面的神的话语来进入我们的心里，然后就会改变我们的灵魂、灵跟魂。Then
there will be two persons in our soul. One is called old self, and the other is called new person.
然后我们在这个魂里面就有两个人，一个叫做旧人，一个叫做新人。
And this gonna change our life.
然后这个就会改变我们的生命。
If that new person in our soul be led by the Holy Spirit, then this person or this Christian will call a spiritual person.
如果这个新的人被圣灵所带领的话，这个人就叫做一个新属灵的一个新的人。
If our old self still the leader to lead, then this person will call carnal.
如果我们还是要我们这个旧人来领导的话，我们这就叫做一个属肉体的。
So we will try to use this approach to understand the verses that we have read.
所以我们就要用这个所谓的旧人跟新人这个两个这个观点来看我们以下的这个经文。
How the new person created or produced inside us is we need to receive the revelation from our Lord.
然后这个新人如何是在我们里面做工的话，我们就必须要由神的话语来指示我们，启示我们。
When we start to receive the revelation is based on our knowledge, our belief about Christ.
当我们得到神的启示，主要是靠我们对神的认识。
Christ actually is three type of people will be able to be anointed.
那我们知道这个所谓的受膏者，耶稣基督的意思就是受膏者的意思。那我们知道有三种人可以是被受膏的。
Once you recognize Jesus is the anointed prophet from God, that means he is the one who brings God's message. What he has spoken is from God. And you truly believe, yes, what he said is from God, then this is the first step.
那我们知道第一种被受膏的人就是所谓的先知。那先知就是主要是传神的话语的。所以当你相信耶稣就是这个神的先知，是神的传述神的话语的人的话，你就会相信他所讲的。
After you receive his message, and then you start to understand about God, about Jesus.
所以当你接受他的话语，你就开始会认识这位耶稣，这位神。
And you will reveal God's glory and his holiness and his richness.
然后你在他的身上能看到神的荣耀，神的圣洁。
That means you know a little bit more about God.
这就表示你对神有更进一步的认识了。
And through that knowledge, then you will be able to understand yourself in front of God.
然后因为你有这样的认识以后，你才能够在神的面前能够开始的真正的认清自己。
Then you start to realize me and God, this is a huge distance that I cannot catch up with him.
那你就开始知道我与神之间是一个天地之别，这个是深渊，是没有办法跨过的一种深渊。
That understanding is talking about sin in the Bible.
那这个种认识，这种天地之深渊的这种分别，就是我们圣经里所提到所谓的罪这个事情。
That is the gap between Jesus and you. I'm not able to reach his level. That gap is called sin.
所以这个让我阻挡我们跟神能够耶稣基督能够靠近的这个深渊，就是所谓这个罪。
But inside your heart, you still want to get closer to God.
但是你的内心深处还是想要能够跟神能够亲近的。
But because you're understanding God's holiness, that you know you are not able to really get close to Him.
那就是因为神是圣洁的，所以我们没有办法跟神接近的。
At that moment, you need a priest.
那这个时候你就了解说我需要一个祭司。
And then you will reveal that Jesus is that priest, the anointed priest for you.
那你就开始知道，哦，原来耶稣基督就是这个受膏的大祭司。
He will offer the sacrifice for you, so your sin can be forgiven.
他会把这个赎罪的生祭替我们摆上，然后我们就才能够替代我们那个救赎我们的罪。
So you accept Jesus as the anointed priest.
所以我们把耶稣接受耶稣是一个所谓受膏的祭司。
And when he offered the sacrifice, then you found out that sacrifice is Jesus he himself.
然后我们发现原来他所献上的这个祭物原来就是他自己。
You were touched inside your heart.
然后你的心就深深的被打动了。
You start to realize God loved you so much that he gave his only begotten son to die for your sin.
你才能够体会到神爱我们到个地步， 他把他的独生子降世，然后为我们的罪而死。
So Jesus is not only the anointed prophet, the anointed priest, but he also the one that anointed king, that you want to surrender yourself to him.
然后所以耶稣，你就开始认识耶稣，不但是这一位受膏的先知，受膏的祭司，他更是那位受膏的王，你要完全顺服在他的面前。
So through these three positions, the prophet, the priest, and the king,You totally receive that Jesus is the one, then you are saved.
然后当你认识耶稣这个三种身份，他是先知，他是祭司，他是王的时候，你就被称为所谓的一个得救的人。
At that very moment, something very, very unique is the Holy Spirit come into your spirit.
在那个当下，这个圣灵就会进到你的心里。
And that'sHoly Spirit will work inside you and then produce the new person.
然后在你心里的这个圣灵就会把这个新人能够在你心里有个新人出来。
Right after that moment, you start to realize more and more there are two persons inside you.
然后你会觉得你心里实在有两种人，一个旧人跟新人在那边征战。
Then we can see from Peter.
然后我们在彼得的身上就看到这个例子。
When Peter got the revelation and called upon Jesus, said, "You are the Christ."
当彼得受到感启示，知道说你是基督。
And then that position for Christ is the highest position ever in Jewish knowledge.
对犹太人说，这个所谓的基督，这个受膏者，这个件事是一个最高的地位。
But then the verse 31 said, Jesus talked to Peter or to the disciples, say, the real Christ is as following.
然后突然就在一个大转弯，耶稣就开始讲说，这个基督要经过以下这些事情。
He said, the Son of Man must suffer and be rejected and be killed.And after three days, rise again.
然后就说人子必须受许多的苦，被长老、祭司长和文士弃绝，并且被杀，过三天复活。
So when Peter received the revelation, the new person inside of him proclaimed that you are the Christ.
所以当彼得受到由天来的启示的时候，他知道说，哦，耶稣你是这个基督。
But then Peter.Took Jesus aside and rebuked Jesus.
所以他的新人让他认识，耶稣是基督，但是他的旧人让他把耶稣拉到一边，甚至要责备耶稣。
That is Peter old self took Jesus aside and rebuked Jesus.
所以这个把耶稣拉到一边劝告或是责备的这个人是彼得的老我，这个旧人。
So Jesus turned and looked at and rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan." That means old self, get behind me.
So Jesus 就责备彼得说：“撒旦，退我后边去。”这个撒旦就是彼得的这个老我。
And your Peter old self do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men.
彼得这个老我就不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
So Jesus continued to teach them that if anyone want to come after him, must deny himself. That means if your new person want to come after me, the old self you must deny your old self and let the old self take up his cross and then let the new person follow me.
So Jesus 跟着就教训这些门徒说，如果你这个新的人要跟随我的话，你这个就要把这个旧的人舍去，然后这个旧的人就要背起这个十字架，然后这个新的人才能够来跟从我。
Because whoever, that means that if the old, you want to save your old self, then you're going to lose your new person.
然后他说，凡要救自己，这个老我自己的生命的时候，就会丧失掉这个新人的这个生命。
But whoever loses his old self for me and for the gospel will save the new person.
但是如果为了我和福音而丧失掉你这个老我的时候，你就会 救了这个新人，新的我。
Okay, losing the new person doesn't mean the new person will die.
好，这个丧失这个新的人的意思就是说，你这个新人就会死掉的。
No, not, doesn't mean the new person will die.
并不是就是说新的人会就死掉。
But the new person cannot grow.
是说这个新的人就没有办法成长。
Cannot be mature.
不能够成熟。
So verse 36 said, "What good is it for an old person or old self to gain the whole world, yet forfeit his soul?"
所以讲到说，人如果是即使这个旧的老我能够赚到新的生全世界的话，但是你赔上了你自己这个新人的话，那这有什么好处呢
？So this is a continuous battle inside Christian.
所以我们在基督徒的生命里面，人里面有继续不断这个新人跟这个老我一直在这边征战的。
Okay, now we start today's topic.
然后我们现在就开始进入正题了。
Jesus came to this world. He saw the glory ahead of him. That's why, as the Christ, he will go through the cross.
所以耶稣他知道他前面 是一个荣耀，所以他要必须要走这条荣耀的道路。
If he doesn't see the glory, then there's no meaning or no value to go through the cross.
如果你没有看到未来这个前面那个荣耀的话，你这个走这十字架道路就没有什么真正的意义。
But he wants to point out us something about this issue.
但是耶稣要在这个题目上要教训我们，指示我们。
Okay, the last verse. If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angel.
所以我们看到最后一节，他讲38节讲到，凡在这淫乱罪恶的时代。把我和我的道当作可耻的人子在他父的荣耀里同众天使降临的时候也要把那人当作可耻的
So he did mention the glory.
所以他这里提到这个荣耀
That is the aim, the target that he is focused on.
这个荣耀就是他的目标
But then he started talking about very, very tricky stuff here is somebody, if youare ashamed of me and my words.
然后他自己提到一个很特别的东西，就是说，如果你这个是把我当作可耻，把我跟我的道当作可耻的
，then the Son of Man will be ashamed of you when you come in, when Jesus come in His Father's glory.
然后当这个耶稣人子在这个父的荣耀的时候来临的时候，也会把你当作可耻的。
So over here, there are two issues. One is ashamed of.
然后这里有两样事情，一个是可耻。
But the opposite side will be, now we use the word proud of. But at that time, they don't use proud of. Maybe call glorious.
Okay, 我们现代人就经常叫做可骄傲的，当时人是把它讲成说是很荣耀的一件事情。
So shameful and glorious.
所以我们看到这个可耻的跟这可荣耀的。
And if we understand what Jesus means, then we would be able to know how a Christian to live the life at this moment.
所以当我们了解神话里的深意的时候，我们基督徒就能够知道怎么样在这个怎么样过日子。
Let's call glorious or proud what that means.
我们就把这个荣耀跟这个可骄傲的连在一起，我们看这什么意思
？When you look at a new mother, a young mother, when their baby start to grow, you will see the mother every day talking about only about her baby.
所以我们做母亲都知道哈，当一个小 baby 开始学会一些新的东西的时候，我们这个做妈妈呢，就是整天讲的就是这个小孩子小 baby 怎么样怎么样怎么样，没别的事情了。
Because she is so proud of having the baby.
因为他对这个小 baby， 他是觉得真的是非常的骄傲，非常的荣耀。
When the little baby face change a little bit, then she will claim that She smiled with me.
哦，当个小 baby 这个脸型就脸的表情稍微变化一下，他说：“哦，这个小 baby 在对着我笑。”
If the little baby start to make some noise or sound, then she will tell people, say, "Oh, my baby working so hard to call me mom."
然后这个小 baby 随便发出一个没有意识的声音的时候，妈妈就说：“哎，我的小 baby 是在试着要叫我妈。”哎
，Because she is so proud of having the baby.
因为她有这个孩子，她觉得是非常非常引以为傲的一件事。
And you know the parents, if your child is doing good in the school, or maybe the talent, or maybe some sport or exercise or performance, and even receiving some award, I think you will waste no time to tell people.
所以我们也知道哈，做爸妈的，如果你孩子在学校里稍微有一点什么光荣的事情了，不管是功课好了，或者得了奖了，或者表演了等等才艺哈，我们就是马上就恨不得就是昭告天下人了。
I remember that one mother in a supermarket, and the clerk tried to figure out the numbers, and then the mother said, "Oh, my kids can do this by heart."
所以这个 supermarket 有个妈妈在这个超市里面哈，这个收银员这边想算账的时候，这个妈妈就说：“哎呀，我的孩子啊，用心一算就知道了，不用你这个什么计算机哈，心算就行了。”
She's so proud of her kids' mathematics.
Yeah, 她就对她的儿子这个孩子这个数学这个能力非常的引以为傲。
See, if you are not ashamed of, you are proud of, then you will try to bring it to people and let people know.
所以当你对一件事情引以为傲，你不觉得可耻的话，你会恨不得所有人都知道。
That is a glorious issue for you.
所以这个就是所谓的荣耀这件事情，对我们来说就是这样一个实质的意思。
But what about shame or be ashamed of?
那这个所谓可耻又是怎么一回事呢？
Let me just illustrate. If I talk to you privately, say I am ashamed of you. What your response?
我们举个例子哈，我如果把你拉到一边，偷偷跟你讲说，哎，我对你就是引以为可耻，我觉得你很可耻，对我来说，你会怎么觉得
？Then if I point to you in front of the congregation and say I am ashamed of you, what do you think? I don't think you will show up next month, next Sunday.
如果是在这个崇拜的时候，居然大告天下说我引以为耻，我想你下个礼拜大概不会再来了吧。
But listen very carefully. If Jesus tell you in front of the holy angels and say, "I am ashamed of you."
我们仔细听哈，如果耶稣在这个众天使的面前宣告说我对某某人引以为耻的话，
we may spend 10 years staying here, but maybe you leave or I leave, but that's it. But at that moment, when Jesus talked to you in front of angel, is eternal.In the eternity, he is ashamed of you.
我们看看，我们可以在这边聚会十年完了，我们就可以来来去去都无所谓。但是，如果是当耶稣在永恒的时候对这个众天使说“我引你为耻”的话，这是一个永恒的事情。
We don't have the concept of eternity.
我们对这个永恒这件事情没有一个正确的一个观念。
The more I read the Bible, the more fear I got, more awe to Jesus.
我读圣经越多越久，就一种信由敬而发生的惧怕的心，对神这个高山仰止的心就不由而生。
Because he is the absolute.
因为他是绝对的。
He's not relative.
他不是相对的。
So when he said, "I'm ashamed of you," that means eternity that you will be at that position.
So, 当耶稣宣告说我引你为耻的话，这不是说一年、两年、十年，而是永永远远的一种定位。
Let's pause here. Think about what the occasion, what the location that Jesus was said that to that person.
我们这里停一下，我们这里。仔细思想一下哈，当耶稣在讲这个事情的时候，是在一个什么一个地方
？Some people may say, "Oh, that person must be in the hell."
那我们想，哦，也许在讲这句话的时候，这个人大概在地狱吧
？Is that true?
是不是呢
？If a person in the hell, Does he care about anybody feel ashamed of that person?
如果你在地狱，你还会不会在乎神对你的看法呢？引以为傲或者引以为耻，你在不在乎呢？
You don't care, right? You already in the hell. What care about shame or reputation? Doesn't matter.
所以一个人在地狱的话，你对什么都无所谓了，都没什么关系了。
Then think about then what else location that we can be.
那我们再想想，如果不是地狱的话，那耶稣讲这句话的这个地点应该是指什么地点呢？
Maybe some people would not agree with me, but I need to tell you.This happened in the heaven.
也许有的人不同意我这种说法，但是我必须要讲的。耶稣讲这句话的这个地点，就是在天堂的时候讲。
Would he be face to face to a person that put into the hell in front of the holy angel, in front of the Father's glory?
如果一个人已经在地狱里，你想耶稣还不跟他面对面，或者在众天使在父的面前讲这些话呢？
It's not.
不可能的哈。
That is in the heaven.
这个是在天堂里讲的。
Then some may wonder that, oh, that's horrible. How can that happen in the heaven?
所以有人就去说，哦，好可怕，怎么在天堂会有这种事情发生？
That is a description about weeping and gnashing of teeth.
哦，这个就是耶圣经常讲说，在外面黑暗里，这个哭泣、切齿、哭泣的这种情况。
I can point to you describe in the Bible Matthew 25 chapter 25. Jesus used illustration about three person, gave them 5,000 talent, 2,000 talent, and 1,000 talent.
哦、我们记得在马太福音25章的时候，耶稣曾经举了一个例子，说，给这个仆人就是一个人5000两，一个人2000两，一个人1000两银子的事情。
That talent means we know that is called spiritual gift, right?、
哦、我们知道讲到这个银子几千两银子，这就所谓这个属灵的恩赐了。
That is until a person receives Christ, then the Holy Spirit will give you the spiritual gift, right?
所以我们就知道，当我们就信主了以后，圣灵来了以后，我们的圣灵就会给我们所谓的属灵的恩赐，对不对
？If you don't receive Christ, then you don't have the spiritual gift given by the Holy Spirit.
所以你如果没有信主的话，你怎么可能得到这个圣灵而来的这个所谓的属灵的恩赐呢
？So all these three should go to heaven, right?
所以这三个人是不是都应该到天堂去呢
？But you see the last one for 1,000 talent.Later, the result for him is weeping and gnashing of teeth.
那我们看到最后这个一千两银子的这个人，后来就是在怎么样，在外面哭泣、咬、切齿、哭泣。
So if Jesus did talk about "I'm ashamed of you" in heaven, then what happened to that person?
如果耶稣在天堂的时候对你宣告说“我引你为耻”的话。这个人会有什么一个结局呢？怎么个下场呢
？It could be a joke. Somebody want to escape from heaven.
会不会是一个开一个玩笑了？就是有人想要从这个地狱里面逃出来啊？
天堂逃出来？
哦，天堂里面逃出来。
Because in eternity, Jesus is ashamed of you.
因为你想啊，在这个永恒里面，耶稣就是已经讲了这句重话了，说我引以为耻。
In this church, if I spoke to you, say I'm ashamed of you, you cannot handle it. You don't want to stay here. You want to run.
如果在本教会，如果我对哪一位说，哦，我引你为耻的话，我想你逃都来不及了。
Then think about in heaven. Jesus said that to you. I'm ashamed of you.
我们可以想象在天堂中，如果耶稣对你讲这句话的话，你会一个什么样反应呢
？See, Jesus talked about this journey.His journey, take up the cross and follow him. That means you and I need to learn from this.
So, Jesus 讲的这句话要背起十字架这件事情是要我们学这个功课的。
If we follow the way that Jesus wants us, then the glory is waiting for us.
如果我们有走在这个神要我们走的道上的话，这个荣耀是等着我们的。
But if not, then shame will be there.
如果没有走在神要我们走的道上，我等在这个路的尽头的，就是所谓的这个耻辱。
So then, how we interpret this situation, what happened, how to evaluate.
所以我们就要做这个做一个这个孤僻评估，我们怎么样来看这件事情。
When Jesus talked to Peter, say, "You only mind the things of God. You don't have in mind the things of God, but the things of men."
所以我们看到这个耶稣怎么样责备彼得的？他说是怎么样？因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
Who will have in mind of things of God, and who will be in mind of things of men? It's very clear.
我们想，其实很简单，谁会体贴神的意思，谁会体贴人的意思。
The new person will have in mind things of what?
新的人会体贴什么，什么的意思，谁的意思。
Think of what? God, right?
当然是神的意思。
And who will have in mind a thing of man, old person? So it's very simple. The new person have in mind a thing of God. He care about what God.But the old person only care things of men.
所以很简单了，很明白了哈。所以这新的人会怎么样体贴神的意思？那这个老我，这个旧的人就会怎么样体贴人的意思
？So who will take the pressures of Jesus and His word?
那谁会把耶稣这个宝贝的耶稣跟宝贝神的话语放在心里呢
？There must be what new person, right?
一定是这个所谓的新的人。
So.When the time has come, when we go to heaven, who may go to the heaven? New person or old person or together?
好，再问一个问题哈。说当我们上天堂的时候，我们是新的人去，还是旧的人去，还是新人跟旧人一起去？
If old person go to heaven, just one day, the heaven will turn into what? Hell, right?
我们想想看，如果这个旧的人上了天堂的话，是不是这个天堂马上就要转变成什么地狱了，对不对
？So the old self, the only place that old self belong to is where?
就我们这个老我唯一能够去的地方就是什么
？Cross, right? The old self only place fit for old self is the cross.
所以这个老我这个唯一能够去的地方就是钉死在这个十字架上。
So when we go to heaven, only new person go to heaven with our spirit.
所以当我们到天堂的时候，就是我们的这个新的人，一个新的灵才能够到天上去。
And when Jesus look at your new person,
当耶稣看着你这个新人的时候
，if that new person is very weak, very feeble.
那你这个旧人如果是一个很软弱
no, 新人、
oh, sorry 当你这个新人是一个 很软弱的很小的
very skinny
很瘦小的
immature
还不成熟的
actually the reaction for you yourself you feel shame
其实你自己到了那个时候你会觉得哎呀我真的是觉得 很不好意思、啊、
that
很羞耻、啊、
that what that mean here
这就是这里讲的这个意思
Do you think that Jesus is so busy, keep on calling, say, I'm ashamed of you, I'm ashamed of you? I mean, is that the situation that Jesus needs to do? No, that's not. Because you yourself will reflect, you are shameful.
Okay, 你想想是不是耶稣那么多人在里面，耶稣会一个个指说，哦，我觉得你可耻，我引以为傲，我引以可耻，我引以自，不可能的哈，很可能就是你自己就感受到了，在这么多的人这个里面，你就觉得，哎呀，我实在好像有点很羞耻，很羞愧。
So that very day, it really depends your new person, how mature your new person is.
所以当那天来到的时候，完全是看你这个新的人能够有多么的强壮，多么的成长的程度。
Then, very simple, Jesus already said that. How to grow this new person is actually the most important lesson for our Christian life.
所以那要怎么样让这个新人能够长大成人呢？其实很简单，耶稣已经指出来了，就是我们所有的基督徒就是这条路，就是什么呢
？So you take Jesus and His Word very precious and regard it a glorious glory that Jesus had waiting for us.
所以我们就是要把耶稣和耶稣的道当作最为宝贵的， 然后呢，我们就可以在这个就有这个人子在他父的荣耀里面，在那边等候我们。
So this matter, the new person and the old self.
所以这个老人跟新人这两回事是非常非常严重的一个事情。
Let's start with how can get new person really become growing.Strong and mature. We need to learn this.
So we 必须学习怎么样让这个新人能够必须继续不断的成长，变成很强壮的。
Very simple. The very first step, you need to deny yourself.
很简单，第一步就是你必须要否认自己、自我。
Deny old self.
把这个老人给完全的否决掉。
And the old self only belong to the cross. So Jesus said, "Take up his cross."And go to the Calvary. That is a place for your old self.
So your 旧人唯一的去处就是把就是钉在十字架，到各个他上在那边钉在十字架上。
But then there is something we need to learn here. If my new person doesn't grow at all, then I nail my old self. Then I got nothing.
啊，我们最后一个问题了。如果我把这个老我给钉死了，钉在十字架了，但是我的新的人又长不出来，又冒不出来，那怎么办
？Then I got nothing. That's horrible.
那不就什么都没了吗？那不是太可怕了
？So actually, the first step is let's get the new person to continue to grow.
所以其实第一步啊，还是更重要，就是让这个新人能够不断的成长。
And when the new person will start.
当这个新的人能够开始成长
，the very first denial for old self，
你的自老我的否认就会开始了。
So all the Christian, you start from step one is to be baptized.
所以所有的基督徒，你第一步要做就是受浸。
You know, baptism for a person, the first step is deny yourself.
所以其实受浸这个第一步要走出去的受浸这个事其实就是否认你自己的。
When your heart was touched by the message, you want to receive Jesus, then the new person starts.
所以当你心里被圣灵所感动，你要愿意接受主的时候，你这个新的人就开始了。
Then Jesus will ask, if you believe in me, you need to be baptized. This is the first command.
所以说耶稣就会说你如果要相信我的话第一步要做的就是一个要去受浸
At that moment
这是一个命令
You will have two voices, right?
那当这个时候你心里就开始有两个声音出来了
The old self say no Let me think about it Let me check more information
你的老我就说哦，我要想一想我要再去好好的去研究研究
But the new person say Yes, this is the right way
那你的新人就会说，对，这是正确的道路。
If you have that two voices, then you know you are in the process.
如果你心里有这两种声音在讲，同时讲的时候，你就知道你已经走上这个正道了。
So look at the glory of Jesus, whether you want to go with him or not.
所以你就要看到眼前的未来的道路在等的是什么？是耶稣的荣耀。你要不要得到那个荣耀呢？
Then Jesus tells you, deny yourself. Let that old person opinion get rid of that.
耶稣就说你把这个老我发出来声音，就把它完全的否决掉。
So that belonged to the old self belonged to the cross.
这个老我的这个声音啊，应该是就是钉在十字架的，这唯一的去处。
So baptism is that there's talking about water.
那我们讲的浸礼讲的是所谓的水。
Under the water means death.
那浸在水底下就表示死。
So this is the first step. You deny yourself and take up your old self and bury in under the water.
所以就是第一步浸礼，就是你把自己老我否认掉，然后把这个老我埋在水里。
This is the very first step. Deny yourself and take up your cross.
这就是所谓的否认自己，然后背起十字架的第一步。
So that's.The very first step Jesus called all the people who believe you need to be baptized.
所以耶稣就告诉所有想要这个相信他的人，就是你第一步就是要去受浸。
And then, follow me. That means then after the baptism, the old self crucified, then the new person follow him.
所以当我们受浸以后，把这个老我钉在十字架以后，我们这个新的人就可以怎么样？就来跟随我，跟随主。
See, we need to identify the old self. Otherwise, we don't know how to handle it. But to identify old self, the first criteria is you need to let the new person grow. So there's a difference inside you. There is a conflict inside you. Then you will be able to verify.
所以我们常常想说，我要知道什么是这个旧的人。其实有一个诀窍，就是你要让这个新的人开始成长，然后你就会知道旧这个老我这个旧人是怎么一回事。
And for Christian here, I need to tell you also Jesus talk about for me and for my gospel.
然后这里耶稣也提到说，为了我和我的真道。
So to be baptized, that's the first step, but in our Christian daily life, how you can experience that the cross, that is bring the gospel to people, then you will find your old self.
所以说，当然是受浸是第一步，然后我们要怎么样知道这个这个
知道旧人的存在呢，就需要去传福音。
知道要怎么知道这个旧人存在，然后把它钉在十字架呢？那就是要出去传神的道，神的福音。
Because when you bring the gospel to people, to friends, to whoever around you, that is the best opportunity you can identify your old self.
So, 当你去给人传福音的时候，传讲神的道的时候，这是你大好的这个发掘、发现老我这个一个这个大好的机会。
You will suffer.
你会受一些苦。
You will be rejected.
你会被拒绝。
That is the best opportunity for us to know I still got so much old self inside me.
所以当你被受苦到被拒绝的时候，也就是你发现就是原来我还有这么大，我的老我还是这么的大，这么的深。
Because once we bring gospel to people, most of the case, they will reject you.
所以当我们去传道的时候，很多的时候我们第一个就是会遭受很多的拒绝的。
If a Christian doesn't really personally bring gospel to another person, you don't really know your old self.
So, 当你没有这个给人这个传这个意传道的这个经验的话，就表示你对你这个老我还的认识还不是很清。
You may think very highly about yourself.
你大概还会自视颇高吧。
That is why Jesus said, "Me for me and my for my gospel."
所以耶稣这里讲说，为了我和我的真道。
So.The journey is very clear. The path is for sure. This is the way. If you want to grow your new person, you need to always keep Jesus in your heart and take it very precious and also bring his gospel to people.
所以现在道路就很清楚了哈。如果你想认识你这个新人，让这个新人成长，同时也认识旧人的话，就是你经常要保持这个心态，就是我要为耶稣跟他的道去把这个传给别人。
To get close relationship with Jesus, that help us to grow the new person.
所以当我们与神的关系越加亲密的时候，我们就这个新的人就是能够更加的能够成长。
To bring gospel to people to let us identify our old self.
然后当我们把这个传福音的时候，就会认识我们真正的这个老我。
And the day come when Jesus see your new person. If you follow this.Keep a good relationship with him and bring the gospel to people, your new person for sure will be strong and mature.
所以当你这个新人能够跟神就是把耶稣有个好的关系的时候，同时你的旧人也能够因为传道而更加的对自己老我认识更深的时候，所以当你在天堂的时候，你所得到的这个耶稣的这个赞美是一定的。
Way to go, right?
我们每个人都要走，都有走的那一天。
Try to think about this. This is absolute one. Talk to us.
我们必须要真的是在这个上面要好好的真的思想思想。
whatever we got here is temporary, really short term.
我们在这世上一切的东西都是所谓暂时的、暂时性的，都是短暂的。
We may win many, many battles, but lost the war.
我们可能打过很多的胜仗，但是反而最后是什么？是一个失败者，打败了。
But if you focus on Jesus and deny yourself and take up your cross and follow Him, the victory is for sure.
但是当你舍己了以后，把这个救我舍去，然后背起这个十字架跟随主的时候，我们这个胜利是可以保证的。
In eternity, I want Jesus to feel good about me.
所以在永恒的里面的时候，我要主耶稣，觉得我是一个忠心良善的仆人，好的。
I don't want to hear that I'm ashamed of you.
我不要听到耶稣的评语，就是我以你为耻。
That is the saddest thing in the heaven.
哦，这是在天堂里面这个最可悲的一件事，就是神给你的评语，就是以你为耻。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。